Hello, and welcome to the Signature of Man podcast. I'm your host, Miguel Benitez, and this is the very first episode of this podcast. In this first episode, I want to briefly introduce myself, the podcast, and look at the question, what is art? My family and I live in Florida, where I'm a full-time instructor of humanities at a state college. I've been teaching for close to 10 years and have taught courses in humanities, theology, and worldview at the college and university levels. I'll go ahead and state now that the views expressed on this podcast are my own and not those of any of the institutions where I teach. I'm currently working on my PhD in humanities and am writing my dissertation on G.K. Chesterton's philosophy of art. It's actually from Chesterton where I get the title for this podcast. In The Everlasting Man, Chesterton states that art is the signature of man, suggesting that art is one of the things that makes humans unique from other animals. I hope to do a show later down the road on this very topic. Is art unique to humans? Or do other animals participate in what we call art? What I hope to do in this podcast is to create content that is dedicated to answering key questions about the philosophy of art and beauty. I have guests lined up that I'll interview and have discussions with on future episodes, all in an effort to gain greater clarity in this area of study. It seems fitting that a podcast about the philosophy of art would first deal with the question, what is art? However, the moment you begin to read on this question, you realize this is a notoriously difficult question to answer. Instead of giving a definitive answer to that question in this episode, I will briefly list a few of the main views of art, as well as address the definition of art I most often hear from my students. My hope is that this podcast can serve as a journey for both myself and the listener, in which we can continue to narrow down on what is art. In this episode, it's my hope that this will frame future discussions on this topic, and that each episode can help us refine our understanding of art, as well as answering some of the more important questions in the field of aesthetics along the way. So what is art? One definition that's been around for quite some time in the history of philosophy is art as mimesis, imitation, or representation of the external world. That is to say that the nature of art is to imitate nature or represent objects and events. Another definition that has enjoyed some support is defining art as perceptible form. This view stems from German philosopher Immanuel Kant. The Oxford Handbook of Aesthetics states that this includes the exploration and contemplation of such form for its own sake. Kant can be quite difficult to understand, and I don't want to spend too much time on his view in this first episode, but I do hope to spend more time on his view of aesthetics in the future. For now, I'll leave you with this quote from Kant's Critique of Judgment, in which he defines fine art. He writes, "Fine art is a way of presenting that is purposive on its own, and that furthers, even though without purpose, the culture of our mental powers to facilitate social communication." A third definition, often given for art, is that art is expression or communication. This is the view that art always has a story or is always seeking to say something. While I think there's certainly something to this definition, it seems to me the biggest problem it has is that it's too broad. If I get home after a long day and I say to my wife, "I'm tired. I've expressed something, but it isn't art." Some might say it is the expression of emotion. But if I stand there and simply smile or frown, that isn't art. Or if I simply draw a happy face on a sheet of paper, that isn't art either. It seems this definition of art as expression captures something really important about what art is, and perhaps it gives us a necessary condition of art, but it doesn't seem to be a sufficient condition. On day one of some of my classes, I'll raise the question, what is art? A definition I often get from my students is that art is whatever we say it is, or whatever the person says it is. Students usually conclude by saying something like, anything is art. Perhaps as you're listening to this podcast, this is something similar to the view that you hold, that if you see something and you feel like it's art, or you think that it's art, then it's art. The idea that anything is art is a tricky one, because it's not immediately clear what one means by the word anything. What is meant by anything is art? Do those who hold this view believe that everything contains the necessary and sufficient conditions for art, meaning everything is art? If all is art, meaning everything is art, then there's no distinction between art and non-art. Or art just becomes synonymous with being. Art is no longer a meaningful distinction for us, and it just basically refers to mere existence. And yet, this isn't the way that anyone uses the word art. When we're talking about art, we're talking about a category of things. So, I don't think people mean that everything is art. So then, what else might anything is art mean? Might it mean that nothing is really art? If nothing is art, then we need to cease to discuss anything as art. Art galleries need to shut down. Art history courses are meaningless. When artists, being an artist doesn't actually mean anything. And I don't think that people mean this either. Or at least not at first. I think what most people mean by anything is art is we decide what is art. But I think this has problems too. You see, I think it's just a subset of nothing is art, because it makes art a completely subjective term, a completely relative term, and it has a number of problems. For example, we decide what is art. Well, who is we? Can a painting be art on Monday and cease to be art on Wednesday? Is art history really the history of art? It would seem this view would have to stop talking about art history and simply say it's a discipline that looks at old stuff that particular people today see as art. It seems that we're in a position where we should reject that all is art, because the word art becomes pretty much meaningless or just synonymous with being, and we have good reasons to reject that nothing is art. And so we have good reasons to believe that some things are art and some things are not. When we talk about art, we're talking about a category of things. We're using it as a description of something. Some things are art and some things are not art. That's the way that we tend to talk about art, and I think for good reason. And yet, I think when we're pushed to try and define art, that's when we almost want to just kind of punt and say, okay, anything we want is art. Anything I say is art is art. And that's where we start to get into some trouble. So when people claim that anything is art, I think they should be encouraged to specify what that means. Does that mean that everything is really art, or that nothing is really art? Does that mean that something is art one day and not the next, all dependent on the opinion of people? Does that mean that in 20 years, a history of art text can declare that all other art history texts never contained art, and that only this new art history text contains art? If some things are really art, and some things are not art, then it seems the question, what is art, is not only a valid one, but one that deserves careful consideration. One that deserves more than just, well, anything can be art. Or anything is art, or we decide what's art. One last point I'll make on this is that to say that something is not art is not to say that it is bad or ugly or not valuable. I think this comes up a lot. Sometimes when you suggest that something someone has made or something that someone values is not art, it's seen as demeaning that object. And I don't think this has to be the case. Art is a particular kind of thing. So to say that something is not art is merely to state that it's not a very particular kind of thing, namely art. I'd like to leave you with one definition I think is probably still too broad, but I see it as a great starting point for discussion. The definition is offered by Leland Ryken in his book, The Liberated Imagination. He defines art as an embodiment of meaning in the concrete form of images, sounds, and stories. I appreciate this definition because it's more narrow than the ones I've previously mentioned and is sufficient for having meaningful discussion about art. I hope this episode has given you something to think about. In future episodes, we'll seek to answer other important aesthetic questions, all the while hoping we can continue to chip away and gain a better understanding of what art truly is. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast for future episodes of The Signature of Man. Thanks for listening.